interns. Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning, interns.
Good morning. Woo!
You guys sound better already.
Say hello. Woo! You know what we haven't done yet? We haven't told them to do anything. Yeah, what the heck is going on?
That'll change soon.
We haven't like attempted to do a crazy trick off the skate park in like a lobster costume or something.
Oh, this is true. We don't own a lobster costume.
Why not?
I don't know. We need a lobster costume. Rock lobster costume. I don't know. We may or may not make them go out somewhere today with prom tickets and stand on the corner.
Okay.
In tuxedos.
Yes.
Give away tickets to prom.
Let's do it.
Just saying.
Maybe.
You never know.
It's possible. Oh, look.
He does not dictate our show.
At 6:13,
he does. I do not answer
the
phone when he calls. Hey, Matthew.
It's Matthew from Elk Creek. Hey, guys.
No. Mateo.
Hey.
But really.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing fantastic. How you doing?
And I can tell those interns are in the background, and I'm doing great.
How could you tell? Matthew.
From the sound of their voice. They're doing great.
Collective voice.
Hey, that's good. You know, at least, hey, you know what, T-Boy? They're learning from the best in town. I can tell you guys that.
Yeah, I can tell you that, too. God. Right there.
How's it going, Matthew?
Anyways, you guys getting ready for the day?
Yeah, we are.
You'll learn. This is. If he doesn't like the question, he'll skip it. He won't even. So apparently, he doesn't want anybody to ask him how he's doing today.
Okay. How are you doing today, Matthew?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Unless Mitch asks it.
That's not true. Good.
Just hanging around.
Yes.
Waiting for that school bus?
Just hanging around.
That bus doesn't come until like 6:50 now, 7 a.m.
Oh,
wow,
man.
So you're just up early.
We lost a few kids on the bus. You know what I mean?
Whoa. We're sorry. What happened? Dude.
You know, bus transfers.
Like a crash or something?
Oh, bus transfers, guys.
You have to be careful when you say you lost people.
You can't use that terminology.
It sounds like they've died.
Passed on. Moved on to...
No, those kids are still here. They're just on another bus.
There's a
few other drivers. So you have to move them because the fact, you know, we've gotten another kid on our bus and he lives in, say, an apartment. And then the fact is, kids are all spread out, so it would take longer, and we'd be late to school.
Those kids.
Crazy kids.
I mean, that would be the bad thing, actually.
Oh my gosh.
I need to read that book.
It's a great book.
It is a great book.
Oh, it's so fantastic.
It's on my husband's phone.
The entire first Waverly record was based upon...
The Great Divorce?
The Great Divorce.
Have you read that book, Matthew?
Nope, I have not.
You should. C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis. It's fantastic.
C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up today on my e-reader at the school.
Okay. Ah, boom. There you go.
Yeah, I will. So, any other book recommendations from you guys?
Just that one. I'm so cool that I should try.
Mitch is a big fan of Twilight.
Oh, my
God. Twilight?
No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead and say that's not true.
That's not true.
I'm a big fan of Harry Potter.
Potter of Hate.
Oh, you like Harry Potter? Oh, my goodness. I love that, too.
Oh, good.
Oh, man.
We have something in common.
You guys are twins.
Twins.
Have you ever read The Hobbit?
The Hobbit?
Yeah.
I have the book now on my e-reader. Yeah,
boom.
I'm telling you.
It
means he hasn't read it, but
yeah,
he needs to.
But it's a worthy read there, buddy. It's worthy of your time.
It sure is. That's what people have been saying. I think LBJ even has a club about the Hobbit book.
Whoa. Yeah, you don't need to go that far.
Don't.
Hobbit's my favorite book, and I'm not in a Hobbit club. I just can't pull that trigger.
The book in eighth grade.
I am.
You're in the book club?
Heck yeah.
Oh, dude. All right. If Creepy Caleb's in the book club, maybe I'll join. Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, this has been fantastic. So, what can we play for you?
Let's see. You know what? This morning, I'm thinking about some Thrice.
I'm thinking about some Thrice, too.
How about some Image of Invisibility?
You know what? I'm going to let Mitch pick the song this morning.
Perfect.
Mitch, you know any good songs by Thrice?
Yeah, she sure does.
Who's this one dedicated to?
Me.
This one I want to dedicate out to Eileen at Arita. She's one of the managers there.
Okay.
One of the managers.
He has been
one
so
of
good.
The managers there. Okay. At your school?
Talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a nice day.
Oh, okay. We'll see you later.
You know, he tells us when the conversation ends.
I can't wait to see that guy take his first job interview.
If you can see it, that's amazing. What if it's here?
To be a fly on the wall. be fantastic. Would be fantastic. All right. You picked it.
It is.
First song we ever played on Static Radio.
Fact.
That's a good pick there.
Fact of the day.
Image of the Invisible. The band is Thrice. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. General Ghost, Give Me to the Waves now. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. We got our interns in the studio
That's
with us.
Right.
It is 6:30, but I'm going to do something different this morning.
Mm.
I'm going to answer the phone.
Beautiful day out here in
Rio
Rancho.
Hey, Pio Rancho, you got to turn your radio down. How many times have you called in? Come on.
Sorry. just wanted to comment. I didn't have my phone with me yesterday, but Four Strikes and a Badger.
What?
Four strikes in a row in bowling?
Yeah.
It was a badger.
Oh, sorry. That conversation was like 23 hours ago.
But she didn't have her phone.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you wanted. I'm glad you got in on that, though. That's good. Four strikes is a badger.
I'm just saying hi to Caleb.
Hey.
She says hey.
Hey.
Hola.
So you guys got a hope, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you? You guys are seniors?
What?
You guys are seniors?
Oh, yeah, we're seniors.
Yeah, how many days do you guys have left?
Well, like, we've pretty much finished class. This is, like, the last part of our senior year internship, so. Whoop.
Yeah, we graduate May 23rd.
Okay, cool. You have, like, 10 more days left over here?
I don't know. How much
left? Well, you've got 3 weeks left over here.
Yeah, so, you excited?
This is fantastic
what?
Radio. Thank you so much, PR.
Sorry, I don't understand you.
We're moving on. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is Thursday. It is 6:30. It is Thursday.
Breaking news. Doctors have come up with a new way to cure the lazy eye.
Oh, dude.
By playing Tetris.
What?
The 1990s video game has been found to work better than an eye patch in correcting the visual disorder. Test subjects played the game wearing special goggles that blocked one eye from seeing, leading to improvement just after 2 weeks.
Hold on. Are you human Tetrising? Wow. Amazing.
How does that work?
It's pretty incredible. Except I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You just have to constantly. What about Crazy Eye? What does it do for Crazy Eye?
Oh, it doesn't do anything for Crazy Eye.
So if I play Tetris, it's not going to heal this.
You just
Crazy Eye?
You just get crazier eye.
I have Crazy Eye.
You do. I want to cry looking at your eye.
Michelle, stare at my Crazy Eye.
I can't. You're weird. You're crazy.
And your angry eyes. Come on, check it out. No. Sorry, that was Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah.
That was when Mr. Potato Head was packing in Toy Story 2.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
There you go.
Good job.
And scene. Okay, good, good.
Your crazy eyes scary.
Thank you. All right.
Breaking news. The University of Michigan School of Public Health hosted a zombie apocalypse to help raise awareness of the emergency preparation and response. The event, based on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control's Zombie Apocalypse Educational Program, stimulated a zombie disaster situation to help participants learn about how to handle emergency situations.
Thank you so much.
That's all I wanted. I didn't pre-read that. I didn't know.
It was pretty good.
Okay. You just like fall in love with one of them and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in the movies. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
It's all in, yeah. Okay. Sounds good. I saw Warm Bodies.
Did anybody? Exactly. Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
I saw that yesterday.
Was it good?
It was good. Yeah.
Oh, it was like better than you expected and...
But was it like Twilight good?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know you were saying that. Why did you say that?
Two words aren't supposed to like be together in the same sentence without a not in front of it.
It's not Twilight.
It's not Twilight. That's weird because I'm pretty sure it's about a monster of some form falling in love with a human.
But it's much cuter.
It is funny. It's
right.
Funny.
I'm pinning a new story right now. It's about this guy who is a scientist, and he develops this formula that makes him invisible. He's the invisible man, and falls in love with someone. What do you think? It's going to be really hard because no one can see him, but he loves this girl.
I think that's a really simple version of Harry Potter when he has the invisibility cloak.
No, this is original. This is totally original because he's invisible man. No?
No.
What about, okay, there's a guy, he's a creature, he lives in the swamp. He's the swamp creature.
Oh.
He's a creature from the Black Lagoon.
That exists.
And he meets a girl, and he falls in love with her.
No, all of
these
things.
And when he comes out of the water, he sparkles.
No, that's a mixture of stories.
Oh, I just want to make $1 million. Just want to make $1 million.
Is your name Stephanie Myers?
No.
You're not going to make $1 million.
All right, fine.
Breaking news! The group Human Rights Watch in England is campaigning for the rights of humans not to be killed by robots. The group officially launching...
Wait, start over!
There's another love story.
That's the worst!
I'm sorry.
Intro to a story. I'm so lost.
Okay, ready, go.
I would have... I would have like, this news sucks. I would have changed the channel.
Yeah, it does. I'm not getting paid enough for this.
It's a labor of love.
Oh, come on.
Labor of love.
Ready? You ready?
Yeah.
For the story?
I think so.
The group Human Rights Watch in England is campaigning for the rights of humans not to be killed by robots. The group officially launching its campaign to stop killer robots is pushing for laws aimed at halting a Terminator-like future. The group said killer robots would cross moral and legal boundaries and should be rejected as repugnant to the public conscience.
Okay, I've got an idea. There's this robot, and he's been programmed to kill humans.
No, this is real life.
And
hold on. No,
listen. You're ruining my movie plot.
This isn't a movie.
And he meets a girl and falls in love. And since he's a robot, he's metal, he's shiny, he sparkles. $1 million.
He can't feel anything, though.
But he starts to develop
that movie
feelings.
With
is that like Wall-E? But
Robin
with like
Williams?
No, but it's a human. He falls in love with a human.
Is that Robin
so it's like
Williams?
$1 million. Great. Give me $1 million now. Thank you. It's a great idea. It's a robot programmed to kill humans.
Wall-E, Terminator, and Bicentennial Man.
There you go.
And Twilight.
But
he sparkles.
He sparkles. He shimmers. He's amazing. He's got red eyes. Not like me. Like, he's actually red eyes, like Terminator.
So that's a good movie plot. You should probably work on that. However, this is real life.
No, it is not real life.
Yeah, the group Human Rights Watch in England is campaigning... Should I read the story again?
Campaigning to kill robots. I heard you.
For humans to not be killed by robots.
Well, yeah, I know.
And the killer robots would cross moral and legal boundaries and should be rejected as repugnant.
No, I got it.
It's the official campaign.
I'm a robot.
It's called Campaign to Stop Killer Robots.
A guy gets a phone, and he's alone, and there's no one to help him, and his phone starts talking to him and helping him. Her name's Siri, and she sparkles. And the human falls in love with the phone because she's his helpmate.
The Walking
Help
Dead.
Mate.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead.
What does that mean?
What movies is this from? The Walking Dead, Twilight.
No. This is an original idea. I want to make $1 million. I don't know if you know this, but today I'm on a plan to make $1 million.
And
for
you're
us.
Shouting all your ideas to the entire world.
Oh, but everything I say is copywritten. Copyrighted. Copyrighted.
It's copyrighted.
You are
Hold
in
on.
Rare form.
Siri, my love.
Oh my god!
I don't have an iPhone.
Based on a true story.
I don't have that kind of phone. I don't have Siri.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a story about a guy who has a normal phone.
She's not.
And then halfway through the movie, he gets a new phone and falls in love with. Yeah, it's not.
Did you know that American Idol tried to replace Mariah?
Oh
my gosh! Yeah, the struggle continues. Word on the street is in an effort to salvage a season that saw ratings hit their lowest ever. Producers of the show are hoping to replace Mariah with former judge J-Lo.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's Mariah?
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah.
Yeah,
hey, Mariah.
And as crazy as the rumor sounds, Mariah and her people were able to shut the possible swap out by threatening legal action against the show.
Here is exactly why the show is tanking right now. Creepy Caleb just made a very good point.
Because of who? Of Mariah.
Who's Mariah?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey?
Butterfly,
no.
Honey?
No idea.
Mariah, All I Want for Christmas
honey.
Is You?
I can't think of a single
butterfly
song she sings
honey.
Right now.
Butterfly, Honey, All I Want for Christmas.
It sounds like a song that
butterfly,
like a 9-year-old
honey.
Would
No, Butterfly is one song. Honey is another song.
Oh, you got to slow down. You got to take a little pauses.
Butterfly, comma,
like,
honey,
butterfly,
comma,
butterflies
all I want,
make honey.
All I
didn't think they made
for
honey
Christmas.
Either.
You have some Mariah
That's
Carey in
17
here.
17 other artists sing that song. That's not
you
Mariah Carey.
You have Mariah Carey in here.
What?
Look up for All I Want for Christmas.
No!
Who else did that, though? Other people did that.
Yeah, Mariah. Oh, I really do.
That's so crazy that it's right there.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is awesome.
Ready?
Is this the original, though?
Yes.
No, it is not. Well,
nobody cares.
This is all... Yeah. Yes.
This is Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey.
She sings, like, really, really high.
There's so many things I want to sing right now, but I'm not going to. So American Idol's in trouble.
Yeah, and
could it be that it's just in trouble because it's like year 17 and no one cares anymore?
Crappy show.
I think that should be the reason.
And The Voice is now on, and The Voice is a gajillion times better, so I've heard.
Yeah, so you've heard.
So I've heard. I don't watch it every week. USHERRAYMOND. I'm just saying, loves me some Usher. Do you know who Usher is?
Please tell me who Usher is.
I've heard his name.
Okay. Okay. See, this is better. At least he's heard of his name. Static!
Mariah Carey does sing Always Be My Baby. Remember that song?
Always Be My Baby.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
I've never heard of it.
That's the one.
Wooly, what else does she sing? I seriously cannot think of anything Mariah Carey sings, but I know she's
I grew up with Mariah.
Yeah, yeah. She a bitch grew up with Mariah. You know,
I was a Whitney Houston girl, let me be honest.
Hey, I think on the inside we're all Whitney Houston girls.
Yeah. So, you know, I ain't got no shame.
The only song I can think of Whitney is the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, gosh. No way.
That's the only Whitney song I can think of.
No, he really loved me.
You sound so good.
Sounds so good. What about?
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Whitney. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to think of songs now.
By Whitney or Mariah?
Then all of a sudden I just transition in my mind to Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
No, Janet Jackson.
No.
Oh.
Man, why didn't they get Janet Jackson? Janet Jackson's, she'd be way better than Mariah Carey. Do you know who Janet Jackson is?
Janet Jackson would not be much
Michael
better.
Michael Jackson's sister.
Yes.
Yes.
Janet Jackson's awesome. Yeah. Mariah
Carey. What have you done for me?
Mariah Carey, she sings, what does she sing?
Always
Be My Baby with the biggest hit. And then the Christmas song.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
She's married to Nick Cannon.
She is. And he's in charge of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, and they have twins. It's weird.
Me not knowing
because I feel like he's significantly...
Nick Cannon, he's that
littler.
Guy that, like, relates to your generation.
No,
and
no.
And married someone from ours.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
No, Nick Cannon, Nick Cannon relates to people a few years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
But older than them.
Oh, see, because I don't know who... I know Nick Cannon, but I don't know
he was
Nick
on
Cannon.
Disney, like, after I stopped watching Disney, but before they were allowed to.
Nick Cannon was not on Disney.
I still don't let myself watch Disney.
Yeah, he was on Disney.
Wow.
When was he on Disney?
Oh, that was Keenan.
Oh my gosh!
Why was Nick Cannon on? Wow. He was on the
This is the most confusing break. All right, well, Wooly.
That was amazing. Hey, I love you guys.
Love
Happy
you too,
Thursday. That's what tomorrow is.
It's Friday!
I literally have a list of jokes that I've been getting all week.
Yes.
I
can't wait to hear them.
Cannot wait.
Great.
Hey, y'all have a good day. Love you.
Love you too, bro. Ryan Wooly, everybody. All right, you know what? We're going to play some Johnny. Do you know who Johnny Cash is?
Yes.
How do you know who Johnny Cash is?
I know who, like, Lionel Richie is, Johnny Cash. I know all these really random, obscure people.
Okay, but you don't know Mariah Carey?
No.
Okay.
I'm proud
we
of
have
that.
To, we have
I'm
to,
okay
like,
with you not knowing it. Yeah, I'm okay with this. This is okay.
It's okay.
All right. All right. We're going to play some Johnny Cash.
What year were you guys born?
95.
Oh, gosh, I was 7.
Wow.
95. That means you were 17.
My age just 17. Like showed up and was like, "Sup, dude?" And I'm like
twice
wow,
our age, dude.
I'm yeah, okay.
So okay, I'm sorry.
Play some Johnny Cash.
Too old. To be
that
funny.
Really is double your age.
No, it's not. 95, I was not a senior in high school.
I'm 18.
You were 16,
I was not,
almost 17.
No, I was not.
If I was 7, yeah.
No.
You're lies. Almost double our age.
So coming up, we've got birthdays. You've got to email us your birthday wishes, studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll get him in. Johnny Cash. Steve-O'd bitch.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Johnny Cash. Ain't no grave. Ain't no grave.
None.
Don't worry, you're only 35.
I need to feel young. I need to feel young. Steamer!
Hey.
Hey, buddy!
How's it going?
It's going, man.
That was really mean. Did you hear what he said, Steamer? I need to feel young. I need to feel young. Steamer!
Birthdays make everyone feel young.
Exactly. Oh, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Michelle.
Steven.
Gosh.
She's talking to you now.
Yeah, she is.
That's a you.
Which, by the way, we had a very, very good question yesterday for Shock Therapy Live that we didn't get a chance to get to. That was asking a really good question. I was just on it, but then you just changed it. It was, never mind. It was on. It was actually on it, but Michelle's pressing buttons. What is a gosh, and how can I go about obtaining one?
I think that means I just say it too often.
Well, because I just said gosh. So I looked it up, and it's actually...
interjectory?
Yeah, it's used to express mild surprise or delight, i.e., oh my gosh. So...
Hope that helps.
That's a gosh. Hope that helps. Totally serious question, I'm sure. So, Steve, her birthdays.
All right. This is the 115th day of 2013.
Are you playing music right now?
Should I?
Well, no, because... Oh, okay. I was just checking because I'm like, I'm not hearing music.
Okay, so this is the 115th day of 2013.
Okay.
There are 250 days remaining, Mitch.
Which
until
means...
Until my party.
And everyone's invited.
Everyone on earth.
All right. I don't know who this first person is, so you guys will... from So Random and Sunny with a Chance.
Nope.
I sadly know what those things are.
Really?
I have a little sister who watches Disney Channel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's actress Allison Ashley Arm and whoever's
team... Yeah, it doesn't help me.
So she is
whoever's team Caleb is on is...
I was thinking 15.
Oh, okay. What's your guess?
I'm going to say somewhere around 17.
Okay.
For that age, I guess.
Really?
What if it's like one of those actresses
there's
that
like one young
looks
person.
Looks young?
Oh, yeah. Dang. It has like a...
Okay,
really
official answer is coming from the DJs.
Okay.
17.
I'm... 15.
She's 17.
Ah! High five! What now?
Here you go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You weren't going to say 17 originally.
I wasn't, but...
I said 15. You were going to say like 12.
Okay, so...
15 after she gets.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about that.
From the Birdcage.
Robin Williams.
Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria.
It's Hank Azaria.
Nice job.
Hank.
Oh, I know who it is. It's Hank Azaria.
Yeah. He was the Guatemalan butler in the Birdcage. He also does, like, every voice on The Simpsons.
Yes. Yeah,
so
seriously.
He is about 72.
He was also on a show called Mad About You, where he met his future ex-wife, Helen Hunt.
Aw, so cute.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hank is
so sad.
So how old is
his ex-wife?
Yeah.
How old is Hank?
They met, they fell in love, they got married.
Mad About You.
Mad About You. Then they divorced. Hank is... Do you remember Mad About You?
Yes.
Paul Reiser, Helen Hunt.
Uh-huh.
It's like... So I'm going to say 54.
Oh, I'm going to say 60s.
What? I was thinking 40s, but then I'm like, no, I'm going to shoot high just in case.
Okay, 59.
Wow, that's really high. Okay.
Hank is 49 today.
Dang it! See? I shot high. You should have gone to the 40s.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You guys fail.
That was my other... Oh.
Good end.
From Cold Mountain.
Nicole Kidman.
And Bridget Jones' Diary.
Squinty. She's like, hey, I'm always squinty. And
from, what's the Show Me the Money?
Hey.
What's the Show Me
Jerry
the Money?
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, Jerry Maguire.
You had me at hello.
She was actually also in Appaloosa. I just watched that.
She's got the squinty eyes.
Squinty eyes.
And she's always like, I'm so squinty. Come on. No one.
That's all she says.
She's got like the cute chubby little cheeks. And she's like, hey, guys.
I don't know.
She was in Chicago.
Oh, Renee Zellweger.
Hey, wait, come on. Wait, you couldn't get it from my facial expression.
High five. That is so good. Do it again. Okay. Hey, guys. That's so good.
With all these words coming out.
How old is Renee Zellweger today?
You need to see his Renee Zellweger impression.
27.
Oh, no, she is not.
27?
Exactly. I have no idea who this person is.
You don't know what... Okay.
Did you see Jerry Maguire?
No, he doesn't...
No.
Oh, man. Really? I can't go on record and say that. So I will not say it's on my list of...
Favorite movies?
Of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
I won't say that. Not going to put that in on record.
All right. I think this one's up to the DJs.
Oh, she's in her 40s for sure.
See, I was going to say 42.
Dang it. Me too. 43.
Okay. Oh, you can't go one up because what if she's like 46?
Hey, listen, Mitch, very nice. She was 43 yesterday.
Oh! See?
Dang it.
Yeah. Trying to help you. I don't want you to win, but I don't want us to lose.
I did tell you, Steve, it was a good day for audio hints.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Renee from The Shield.
Michael Chiklis.
The Matrix sequels.
Oh.
And she played Zoe. She...
I don't know.
I actually know what you're talking about.
I don't know her name.
He knows.
I don't know her name. You know Firefly?
Heck yeah.
Oh, man. Cool point.
I don't know her name.
I would see her and go.
My heart.
I would go
Which
Zoe.
One's Zoe again?
Zoe, what?
Her name is
Gina. She was Wash's wife, the pilot's wife, Wash.
Her name is Gina. Gina Torres.
Gina Torres.
Happy birthday, Gina.
So great. So, okay. This year, Firefly celebrated 10th anniversary of being on Fox.
Uh-huh.
Well, if fans were smart, being on for less than a year, people were smart. And okay. So it was 10 years ago for Firefly.
She had to have been in her like late 20s, early 30s.
Okay. Okay.
So she's got to be late 30s.
Or early 40s.
Or early 40s.
Okay, which one do you want?
Early 30s. Late 30s.
Late 30s?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to say 42.
39.
Gina and Renee were born on the same day.
44.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Well, you know, can't win them all.
We should have used that, because Zellweger, she looks young and...
She's confusing.
All right, from Almost Famous?
No, I don't know that.
I don't know. Katie Hudson already had a birthday.
And My Name is Earl.
Jason Lee! Jason Lee's birthday!
Yeah.
He was a character in this film that I can't say called Mallrats, and his name was Brody. I'm just saying.
Why can't you...
I'm just saying.
Why can't you say...
Jason Lee, former professional skateboarder.
Jason Lee named his child.
If you look at my DJ profile, there's a question on there that says, who would you like to interview, like, in your lifetime? I have two people on my list, and it's Dave Grohl and Jason Lee. I love Jason Lee. Okay,
then so you must know how old he is.
I have no clue. Yeah, I don't really know.
Jason Lee, Mallrats. He's been
in like every single Kevin Smith movie.
Okay, cool. I've seen Mallrats.
Except
so
he wasn't in...
How old was he in Mallrats?
Let's go with 27.
Did she see Mallrats?
Yeah.
Oh.
And 27, and that was made in like the early 90s? When was that made? Late 80s? When was that made?
Okay, hold on. Doing math in my mind. I'm gonna say 45. Hmm. Renee Zellweger is 44.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
So 40, that's why I did that 40, math that way.
48.
Hey, you guys need to stop doing that. I mix him up. He's 43.
Oh, he's out.
Younger than Renee
Zellweger?
I knew
he was close to Zellweger. Oh, Renee, with your squinty eyes, throwing me off.
It's not
once again. But she's got those, like, squinty eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Jerry.
Okay, let's move on. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Film's very
okay. Yeah. I say Steve-O gets this one first. Ready?
Of course he does. Godfather?
Dude. It is Al Pacino's birthday.
It is Al Pacino's birthday.
Yes! Woo! I'm the smartest man alive! I have no idea. But
six.
I inherited his yell, apparently. Because yeah. He yells at everything, and so do I guess.
So you're related.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got it. He's like one of those dudes that like looks a little bit younger.
Yeah, well, dude, Godfather was, what, 78?
Mid-70s. Like 74,
okay,
I think.
And how old was he in Godfather?
Look up the Godfather.
I can't do that.
You can look up the Godfather.
No, you better not.
No, I want to see what year the Godfather came out.
I think it's like 74.
Really?
73, 74, yeah.
I thought it was 70.
No,
I can't look that up because we will get his age by accident.
62. Mm. 62, my final answer.
66, my final answer.
He would be so pleased with both of you.
Oh, he's in his 70s.
He's 73.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, of course, in Dog Day Afternoon in 88 Minutes. What else, Steve-O?
Man.
Oh, the
Devil's Advocate.
The Scent of a Woman, right?
72.
Yeah, Scent of a Woman.
Yeah.
You were way closer. I thought it was 78.
Okay, another audio hint.
72.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Ready?
Yeah. Yeah. James Caan!
No. Wait. Actually, here, let's do this. Audio hint. Ready?
Okay.
Here it goes.
Wait! No, Sylvester's completely thrown off.
No, actually, those were both correct.
Oh, hold on.
I'm so confused. I don't know, is it?
It's not Sylvester Stallone.
You are going to be so mad, Steve-O, when you find out whose birthday it is. And you didn't know this?
Was
Sylvester Stallone like Al Pacino's like stand-in or something?
No.
Is it Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Who was in Rocky? Oh my gosh, Talia Shire!
Yeah.
I quit! Of course, I gotta go. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are.
Talia Shire, who plays Adrian.
Is it Adrian?
She also is in The Godfather because she plays Michael's sister. Oh my gosh.
Why are you talking like that?
Because we're talking Godfather, you know? And I totally miss Talia. Come on, Talia Shire.
Talia
Shire's birthday.
Okay, cool.
Come on.
How old is she?
I mean, come on.
She is...
Hey, she's timeless. Come
on. She's 68.
She is not 60. Come on. It's Talia Shire.
She's 68.
If Al Pacino's 72.
She's 68.
Come on. Rocky came out 78.
Actually, Al Pacino's 73.
Kidding, I don't know. If Al Pacino's 73.
She's 68.
She's 72.
She's 67.
Dang it!
She's so mad at you. Okay, and then we just have one inanimate object.
That was it.
That means you win.
Stever,
what?
You have to warn us before birthdays are over. This is
they're not
kids.
Over. They're not over. On this date in 1950.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
Well, that's the Monday Night Football.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na.
NBA.
Oh, it's the NBA. Yeah. You're right. It's the NBA. Sorry. Yeah. On this day in 1950.
Wasn't there a merger or something?
Dr. J dunked the ball real hard.
Oh, I can read it for you if you want me to.
Dr. J was probably like born in 1950.
Oh, right? Really?
Or maybe 40-something.
In 1950.
It's something really epic.
Didn't there used to be like ABL?
The ABA. ABA.
Oh, ABA.
Okay, well, here, I'll
the
just.
ABA and NBC.
Let me just help you out. You
had a baby.
Stop it.
And they called it the NBA.
Okay, with 42 in theaters, this was apropos. In the NBA draft, the Boston Celtics used their second round pick to select Chuck Cooper.
Ah, yes.
Of. Is it Duquesne? Yeah.
Okay.
That fall, Cooper would become the first African-American to play in the NBA.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
You can expect to see a movie in 6 to 8 months.
Yes. Today is also World Malaria Day.
We weren't done talking basketball.
It's also Hug a Plumber Day.
Ooh. What?
There you go.
Today's Chicago Plumber Day.
Does it count if I just go home and play Mario Brothers for like 6 hours?
No.
Oh.
Why not?
It's also World Penguin Day and Zucchini Bread Day.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on Mario. Why doesn't it count if I go home and play Mario Brothers?
Because you can't actually hug him.
What do you,
you know what counts?
In my heart, I can.
You know what?
He's,
you know what counts?
Hugging the controller with his hand.
If you had your mustache and you hugged yourself.
Well, maybe if people would have stopped making fun of my mustache and calling me Mario all the time and destroying my confidence as a man.
I personally miss your mustache.
No, you do not.
I do.
Yeah, I heard this argument.
You are a liar.
I
think
miss
you totally
it.
Saw
oh
that.
My gosh. Your face is making me want to punch it. You are so lame. Stop mocking.
No, I miss you.
You can't even look at me.
Please bring it back.
You're really good at lying.
Wow. I'm so glad you're a terrible liar.
What does that mean?
That means you're a terrible liar. And
no, I'm sorry, what does that mean?
That means I'm glad you're a terrible liar because I always know when you're being dumb. Yeah. Yeah.
Phone call.
Well, static.
Hello!
Hello!
Dude, guess what's coming in 2015?
Star Wars.
Episode 7.
Oh, something.
Dude, 2015 Ratchet and Clank
in theaters. See, I saw this.
What?
I saw that they're making a Ratchet and Clank movie.
I wasn't sure if that was like a joke.
Yeah, no, that's
what
real.
Did you mean, why?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't think it was that popular of a game to
actually
do
that. Dude, Ratchet and Clank
that.
Is pretty bomb.
Was there a Mario movie?
Yeah,
it was before
you were born, and it was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
But Yoshi was a dinosaur.
In fact, it's the only movie. Bob Hoskins, he played Mario. He was in like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He's been in a ton of movies. It's like the one movie that he actually regrets in his career. He actually went on record and said that.
No matter what, so.
Dude.
What are like other examples of video games that have like
Street Fighter,
Wreck-It Ralph?
No. They were terrible.
Oh, terrible.
Wreck-It Ralph is one of the raddest movies ever.
Is awesome.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Hey.
I love that movie.
When that came out, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Now it did not stand the test of time. It is terrible.
See, to me, it was always amazing, but I was also 7.
Dude.
Yeah, my son were just battling Mortal Kombat and Diverse DC.
Dude, Injustice came out last week. It's a new one.
My son hasn't said a word about it.
Me
that
and my
so
kids,
weird.
That's all we've been playing because it's
I
the new one from the Mortal 95. Kombat makers. So.
Well, he just got done beating Bioshock Infinite or whatever that one.
Everybody keeps telling me that's like the greatest video game of all time.
Dude, it is crazy.
That's
dude,
all
there's
I keep
so
hearing.
Many, there's so many biblical references.
That's I've heard all of these things I need to see. I need to
there
watch
are,
it.
There are, but
play.
I'm pretty sure it's like
it's against dope.
It. And racist.
It's work. I love you guys.
I love you too, bro. Pool boy from Cruises. Does he count because he's a pool boy? Like, could I hug him?
No. He does not. Well, you know
hug
what?
A plumber
if
day.
He does some plumbing.
He probably does a lot. Yeah.
All right.
You could probably hug him.
You know what? We are so behind.
We are very behind.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we've got some Myla Green, some states, and your 7 o'clock hour. I kind of liked the question you threw out there, Nico. Terrible video game movies. But we just talked movies.
Whatever.
Didn't we just talk
this
movies?
This is a completely different genre.
Yes.
People I feel like away. People, yeah.
Terrible
to say.
Video game movies. Plenty to talk about. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
What? Yeah. Just like that.
Like that. Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
7:37 now. Call us.
¿Qué pasa?
How you doing, bro?
Awesome.
Intern,
that burrito. Dude.
Yeah?
Hit the spot?
Good?
Yes.
Intern Call us and intern Caleb.
You.
Hey.
Hanging with us this morning. And yesterday, we were talking about this off-air. You guys found a pretty fantastic story. In fact, you found there's like new information and follow-through. So are you ready to hit the peoples? You guys are part of the team now.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, so...
Wait, what kind of music do you want?
Okay.
You gotta, how
do you start this
We
off?
Got arrested, right? So how about some Bon Jovi? Like, wanted dead or alive.
Okay. So West Virginia teen... Jared Markham, 14 years old, comes to school in just an NRA. It basically just says NRA, protect your right. This t-shirt that he's wearing, right?
National Rifle Association.
Got a hunting rifle on it.
Hunting rifle. Okay.
Okay, so...
And you guys, I mean, you guys, do you guys strap? Are you guys strapped right now? Do you carry your GATs with you all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
just
seven.
Making sure. Word. Word.
Strapped.
My leg. Strapped. You know, you're strapped. You got your GAT.
Packing.
Yeah. No, well, no, Dave GAT. He's a good friend of mine.
GAT. Ah, yes.
I keep him with me wherever I go.
Makes sense.
So he goes to school dressed like an NRA guy.
Yeah, and so I believe it's lunchtime, and a teacher just comes up to him and says, all right, you got to take that off.
And he's like, what?
Yeah, exactly. And so obviously...
Why? I don't have anything underneath this.
Yeah, exactly. So
people will see
or when... Or like turn it inside out, I guess. Yeah, so is what you say.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
But then the tag will stick out and people will make fun of me.
Exactly, right?
What other alternative is there, teacher?
And it being an NRA shirt, he gets into this argument with this teacher and all the students start to stand up on their tables.
Oh,
like, oh
my gosh.
What's going
what is
on?
This?
What's going
Rise
on?
Of the Planet of the Apes?
Exactly, like, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And so this kid eventually, like, you know, going on for 5+ minutes just arguing with this teacher, and everyone's like, oh, what's going to happen? He's wearing an NRA shirt, right?
Oh,
so,
man.
So they eventually...
He must have a gun!
Yeah, so they arrest this kid.
What?
Yeah, so they... The cops come, arrest this kid, and...
Eighth grader.
Yeah, an eighth grader. So he's in, like, they said 30 minutes, maybe? He never was locked up.
Okay.
He was like... For juveniles, it's typically like they're at the station for less
getting
than
30. Scared.
Yeah, so
see the big biker dude that makes
exactly.
him afraid.
And so he's suspended as well, and they say the threat is that he almost incited a riot. So
are
like
you
with
serious?
The children, yeah. So and
they're all standing on the table.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
wow.
Teachers flipped out, and so I think it was a 1-day suspension.
Okay.
And so everyone like kind of calming down. Okay,
all
whatever.
Right.
This
He's
is
gone.
This is kind of silly. Okay,
I'm
whatever.
Sorry.
Yeah, and he shows up to school right his first day back, wearing the exact same shirt.
Oh!
And not only him, not only Markham, but like 40 other students.
Are
just
you
rocking,
serious?
Yeah, rocking NRA shirts to school.
That is, see, he did incite a riot. He started a revolution.
Yeah.
Wow. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Thoughts? Hello.
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 So is this thoughts about that story?
Yes.
Yeah.
That shirt would be one of the best shirts for Obama to wear.
But okay. So, was that what you're...
Yeah, bro, because, like,
for
if
sure.
Obama would just, like, wear that shirt, I mean...
Everyone would be so mad.
Right?
Thanks for the call. 505-333-3700.
You know who I feel sorry for?
Because, like, no, but hold on, I'm not done, bro. Because, like, I was watching the news, and my mom said, okay, that the guns... Wait, no, because medical care...
Obama cares, bro.
You just sound smart when you start saying Obama.
Obama, it's Obama.
It's Obama, because you know what? If Obama, static,
winning,
more winning,
absolutely.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
The funny thing is, it's not really. Yeah,
it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah,
but it is.
Public school sucks.
There's
it
a reason
is.
We go to Hope.
That's yeah, that's amazing. Thanks
wear
for the
your
call.
NRA shirts there.
505-338-3700. If you're just joining us, a student was arrested for wearing an NRA T-shirt in eighth grader.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know who I'd hate to be in this situation? The teacher he got in an argument with. Like, can you imagine how embarrassing that is? I just go, oh, yeah, I got in an argument with an eighth grader today. Made national news.
Oh, man.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, I got some opinions.
Okay.
For you. I got an opinion and then caveat and opinion. So, my wife is a second grade public school teacher. And she grew up in a family that hunts and, you know, They eat the meat of the animals they hunt, you know, and I grew up, you know, I grew up around weapons and I was in the military, and I'm all about the Second Amendment.
All right.
But there's that being said. The only thing I think that the kid did wrong, because I do think there is a level of accountability for the kid.
For sure.
And I don't want to say just this kid, but you see it kind of in kids in general now, is a huge lack of respect for authority. Now, hindsight, of course, is 20/20. I mean, could the kid have done something different? Yes. Should he have? Do I think he could have stood up and started a big argument with the teacher who is in a position of authority in the middle of the lunchroom and, you know, cause a scene? Not necessarily. No. And that's one of the sad things is we see a lot of our youth have that lack of respect for authority, especially teachers, and they have this idea of you know, well, to voice my opinion no matter who you are, and so there's lack of that reverential fear for authority and, you know, stuff like that. So that's my first thought. So I don't necessarily agree with what he did there.
Yeah, however, for sure.
Caveat.
No, yeah, I get what you're saying. I think it's his lawyer here, they have a quote saying that Markham, you know, respects firearms and has training to use them, and he believes in the Second Amendment. And so basically he's wearing the shirt. It says he believes it's being threatened by current legislation. So he wore it as an expression of political speech and need to protect the Second Amendment. But I see where you're coming from as far as him, like, going over the top arguing with this teacher instead of maybe, you know, not dropping to the teacher's level, I guess you could say. So
that's the only negative I have. And the only reason I have that negative is because my wife is a school teacher. And I know when she has kids that are little turds in class, and they start, you know, and they start arguing, almost being belligerent, you know. I had a similar situation when I was in high school here in Albuquerque. I won't say where. After the Columbine incident, I had a shirt that I wore to school that said, "Fight Crime, Shoot Back." Now, I wasn't wearing it as a result of Columbine or anything. It was just, that's the shirt I wore. Yeah. You know, I was one of those kids that was in ROTC, you know, the freak or whatever. and I got told I needed to take my shirt off. And I got sent down to the principal's office and I told her that.
Was it because you were so chiseled and the teacher was like, hey, never mind?
Oh my God.
That's awful. But here's the thing though, is I do believe that it's just another opportunity for the government to come in. Now, it would be different if the kid was wearing a shirt that promoted violence.
Right.
Okay? And, I mean, you know the old saying, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people. You take away guns from criminals, criminals will still be criminals. They'll use clubs, bats, knives, cars, whatever. Criminals are criminals. Now, if he's wearing a shirt that incited violence or crime, then I could understand.
Right.
But if he's wearing a shirt that's for the National Rifle Association, who's a huge
advocate.
They're just not an advocate for guns, but they do a lot
for gun control and as far as proper training and
And so it's, you know, the kid was within his realm of the law and freedom, and so it's sad that it's gotten to the point where the government feels like they can infringe upon the freedoms and tell us almost what to wear.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we have the freedom and the right to bear arms, the freedom and the right for speech. So, you know, sure. at what point do we draw the line saying, okay, this is becoming too much like a dictatorship or socialism?
I remember, the funny thing is, when I was in middle school, I was a huge Bulls fan because of Michael Jordan. I wasn't allowed to wear anything Chicago Bulls because it was red, and I went to Van Buren, and gang violence was insane.
We weren't allowed to wear, like, red and black together.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, so.
But the reason they did that, though, is because they did that because certain groups that did bad things would associate themselves with certain types of clothing.
Do you think gang members have to take like a colorblind test before they're allowed to be in a gang?
Probably.
So that they can recognize proper colors?
But that's the thing is, you know, the kid, I mean, that's like saying somebody who wears camouflage pants, you know, needs to go home because he might be a militiaman.
Right. No, that's true.
So, all right, guys,
thoughts.
That's about it.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you.
See, now I don't know what to do. There's this Duck Dynasty shirt I really want.
That's
it says,
terrible.
Fear God, love your neighbor, hunt ducks. And I'm like, that's awesome. But there's a rifle on it. Is that bad? Can I wear that?
They went into the school's dress code and all that.
And
nothing
said,
against
hey,
stuff like
oh,
this.
Oh, there's nothing against. Wow.
Nope.
Static.
There will be now.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
How's everybody today?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you. This side of the dirt. Anyway, I'm calling about that wonderful topic you've got about the NRA t-shirt.
Yes.
You're still talking about it. I had to turn my volume down to make sure I didn't go, all that.
Yes, ma'am. We are still talking about that.
All right. Well, let me give you a couple of examples that, at least in the state of New Mexico, the kids cannot wear Raiders t-shirts. When I say t-shirts, you know, the jerseys and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because it's gang-related. Here again, the Bloods and the Crips, you know, black and red. So here again, whatever team. There's also certain Dallas Cowboys jerseys they can't wear.
No, because they're blue.
And then a young lady I know works in an elementary school. And the other day, a eight-year-old, not an eighth grader, an eight-year-old came right up and just smacked her.
Smacked
the, what do they call it, EA, education assistant.
Wow.
And, you know, what did he get? He got a cute little red card to go home and say he caused trouble. Now, they have to be as very protective as possible because this kid just outright smacked the tar out of two adults.
Wow.
So, here again, back to the gangs. You're seeing babies wrapped in gang attire, you know, the bandanas and the white jerseys and stuff like that. That's all related to the gangs.
So, wow.
You do have to be cautious, but, you know, again, if you read the Bible and you see where things are coming from, you kind of make it a little bit more clear. You kind of understand that this is part of the times where it's one of those heads up that Jesus is coming back and he's going to whoop some butt.
Thank you so much for the insight. I love it. Great call.
Y'all have a great day. Bye, Miss Mitch.
Bye.
Absolutely loved that. First time.
She had spunk.
That was rad.
Yeah.
There it is. 505-338-3700. The phone number if you're just joining us, an eighth grader. Oh, you found the shirt.
Yep.
We got to post that. This eighth grader wore an NRA Protect Your Rights t-shirt with a rifle and a scope and was asked to change. He didn't. Monkeys started jumping up on tables and throwing poop and incited a riot and he got arrested. Yeah. Or I guess students at least started standing on the tables. Unreal. Phone lines are jammed. Let's go back. Static.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to say I kind of agree with the guy you talked to a few minutes ago. You know, and even aside just from students having a lack of respect for authority, I feel like, and I don't know if the kid was a Christian or not, I don't know if it says, but I feel like we kind of, as Christians, we kind of have a difficult time with that because our instinct is just to get excited and just say,
right.
Well, that kid was right, so,
yeah, for
hey,
sure.
Oh, we just, it's us against the world, you know? And so I just think as Christians, it's kind of our responsibility to just try to tone the situation down as much as we can,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just say, you know what, like the guy said a little bit ago, some of the responsibility is on the kid, some of it's on the teacher and on the, you know, administration there, but for us, I mean, really the only response that we can have is to say, is to do everything we can, like the Bible says, to live at peace with all people, you know?
Right. Right, as much as it depends upon you. Yeah, the big question I have immediately is, because it doesn't say if this kid's a Christian or not, I don't know. I'm sure because he was wearing an NRA shirt, most people will label him a Christian and a Republican. But how much work would it have been for him to just go to the bathroom and turn his shirt inside out? It's one of those pick your battles kind of things. Because for me,
an eighth grader.
If you're an authority figure comes up to you, it's almost a commentary on the lack of respect for authority. If an authority figure comes to you right or wrong and says, "Hey, this is what you need to do right now."
You're right. He should have respected that authority.
Okay, cool. I'll change it inside out instead. You know, you're right. Yeah. Those eighth grade hormones kind of take over, and it's like you gotta fight for your rights to party, man.
His testosterone just kicked in.
You're right. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Static.
Bye, man.
If you're going to call us, you got to turn your radio down.
Seriously.
The delay will freak you out. Static. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Calling about the young man in West Virginia. I can't remember what town you said he was in, but we just moved here from West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
So I have a couple comments about... This is Bambi. Hi.
Hi, Bambi.
I have a couple comments just about the situation. I believe my understanding is that West Virginia has the highest per capita of gun ownership in the country.
Wow.
And, you know, it's a rural area full of hunters, and so, you know, there are parts of New Mexico that can relate to that, too. What town was he in?
Logan City? Do you know where Logan City is?
Oh, so it might be southern West Virginia, I'm thinking. I could be wrong about
Southerners.
That. It's a little bitty rural town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no gang activity, I can tell you right now.
Right.
It's a totally different atmosphere than what Albuquerque would be. And I don't know. I agree with the callers that the young man should have had respect for teachers, and I am all about that. But, you know, I am really concerned for my kids in public school right now because they are disrespected almost on a daily basis.
Right.
Because they're Christians, because they're abstinent, because, you know... And I guess the fighting your battles thing is almost an individual thing, and maybe the... I don't know. I'm sure, though, on the other hand, I mean, because I kind of see where gun owners maybe need to stand up a little bit more. I'm very concerned about that. On the other hand, if I were a teacher and children started to behave that way, jumping on desks and whatever, I would be scared. In this day and age, I would probably be scared. So I would really like to see Static follow up with this story. And in the West Virginia context, I would like to hear what's going on, because that's not Pittsburgh, that's not New York City, that's not Albuquerque.
Yeah. So. No, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Bambi.
You're welcome.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. A Logan City eighth grader arrested after inciting a riot, quote unquote, at least from ABC News. That's the term they used, because he was wearing an NRA T-shirt that had a rifle on it. He was asked to change. He didn't. He started arguing with the teacher, and apparently students got huffy, and it became a big deal. In fact, he was suspended one day, and when he came back, not only did he come back wearing the NRA T-shirt, how many students did you guys say? About 40?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
About
reading.
40 other students were also sporting the same T-shirt.
That's a little scary if you think about it. Have you stood next to
Yeah, he just started
graders?
A militia.
Okay, have you stood next to eighth graders? They're like the same size as me and bigger.
Yeah, you're like 5'2", bro.
5'3¾".
Static.
Hi, I was just calling. I think that the whole thing probably could have been avoided if the teacher had handled it properly. I don't think confronting kids about something, I mean, obviously if he'd have been harassing another kid or something like that, it needs to be addressed immediately.
Yeah.
But the teacher could have taken note that he's wearing an inappropriate shirt, called him into the office later on, and talked to him about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's a good call. Yeah. Yeah. It's always embarrassing to get called out in front of your peers.
Totally.
And that's one of
exactly.
the things... Yeah, that's one of the things the story noted, is that, like, because his... What's this guy? Yeah, Logan, or Jared Markham, his lawyer now, because I guess...
Because now he's got a lawyer.
Yeah.
Eighth grader with a lawyer, of course.
Yeah, said that, the teacher just comes up to him, you know, in public.
Kind of in public, reprimands him in front of his peers, kind of belittles him.
Never feels
him.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good call. Thank
exactly.
you.
Okay, thanks.
All
bye.
Right. 505-338-3700. Serious phone lines are jammed.
Yeah, they
so.
Are.
All right, there you go. All right.
But you have to think about... this culture. Bambi just called in and said this isn't Albuquerque or Pittsburgh
or
you know, Detroit.
It's West Virginia.
This is West Virginia where they hunt. So
little rural town in West Virginia.
They probably didn't even, he probably didn't understand why is this such a big deal.
He didn't understand.
He probably didn't understand.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Why are you?
Well, no, like, what? Because they all hunt. They all have rifles.
I hear what you're saying, because you're right. You're absolutely right.
You are stereotyping West Virginia life,
but that's okay. We do need to be careful, though, because as Bambi mentioned, you know, we need to protect our gun rights. And as a gun owner myself, you know, it's like, well, yeah, I do understand that. But unless it comes against my biblical rights, it's not something that I necessarily want to be super contentious about, especially just about this T-shirt.
Right, exactly.
There are certain T-shirts. I remember there was a time here where there was a T-shirt that was worn that was for a band mm-hmm. that we don't play on Static Radio that caused offense for somebody here.
Yeah.
and the shirt was changed.
Yeah.
I remember the situation.
Me too.
Now, there was
I remember
like,
the situation.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't wearing the shirt, but it was just like an interesting commentary on somebody saying, hey, bro.
Why are you wearing that shirt?
That band reminds me of, you know, or whatever the reason was for. And the person changed. Yeah, it wasn't a
it
big
was over.
Deal. It was over. It wasn't like, there was no riot and all the Iron Maiden fans stood on one side and all the Christians stood on the other side. You know, it was, it, we didn't have that. But right. we're also talking about grown-ups.
This is an eighth grader.
Yeah, exactly. Static!
Hey, good morning.
Morning!
What a topic, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really gonna go beyond the boundary here because there's a lot at stake. You know, we're told that we should be submissive to the authorities above us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Romans 13.
Yes, sir. I mean, Skip has just been preaching on this for the last couple of weeks, and I mean, it really hits home.
Yeah.
So let's say what happens if legislation passes that says, you know, these certain rifles, magazines, all of a sudden become illegal.
Right.
What are we going to do as Christians? Are we going to make a petition for that, or are we going to submit to the authority, and they say, we want you to turn them in?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm going through... That's, well, as human flesh, you know, doesn't sound good, and, you know, we're giving up a Second Amendment right and this, that, and the other, but God's law is above man's law.
Man, you make an interesting point because I got a news alert yesterday on my phone from KOB. This comes from Channel 4. Santa Fe City Council passed a same-sex marriage resolution yesterday, 5-1. And so that is, I mean, it's a different level than gun control.
Yeah.
Cause we're talking about biblical values here. But you're right. Submitting to that authority and how far does that go and when do we draw that line? Because man, seeing that yesterday, I'm not gonna lie. I just had to.
I was
yeah, I just heard
stopped.
About it this morning and I'm with you. I was just floored and it's like, okay, you know, here we go. And, I've got friends that are gay and I love these guys. I mean, you know, I want to see them come to, saving grace through Jesus Christ,
Amen.
You know? Yep. And it's difficult because there are rules that we have as Christians that we're not going to break those rules. And if we don't break them, then we're going to be persecuted. And are we ready for that kind of persecution? You know, because here it comes.
I was
guys.
Just about to say, ready or not, here it comes.
Here it comes. So, lot to pray about, but thanks for bringing this up. And yeah, I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about it. And anyway, to comment on the young man, the suspension and, being, you know, having to leave the school, I see that those are the consequences of your sin. You know, he shouldn't have stood up.
Benjamin Dunn and Friends. The song's called Like a Tree. Static Radio, good morning.
I was like a tree.
Ah, yes. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is Thursday. Taking a little pause from our NRA t-shirt discussion to talk about some other clothing. Some positive clothing. Ways that you can help clothe ladies.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Michelle, take it away. I'm just going
to
go.
Look, wait a second. Sit down.
I mean Mitch by Michelle, because there's too many Michelles.
I know. There are two Michelles.
This is the part of the show where I sit down and let the ladies take over.
I'm introducing Michelle Schroff from the Aspen Project.
Yeah. Hey.
Today,
welcome.
You are in talking about Project Zoe.
Should I just move my chair back?
Maybe.
It's like shopping with my wife. I just sit
in the
chair.
The
and I'm like, I'll just be over here on my
just
phone.
Stay right there.
Okay, I'll see you
hold
guys.
My purse?
Yeah, I can't hear. I'll just sit over here like this. This is what I do.
Webcam, mystaticradio.com. Looks good on you.
Thank you.
You pull that off well.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank
you pull that off good.
Yeah.
You're
thanks.
Doing that. Well, you're doing well.
So Project Zoe!
Project Zoe. Okay, so things have kind of blown up with this. It started off with like a few, you were here a few weeks ago and nothing was really happening until all of a sudden.
Suddenly, folks came out of the woodworks and wanted to paint. And so now it's getting painted and JCPenney contributed a ton of display articles and we are just blown away.
And for those who don't know, what is Project Zoe?
Project Zoe is going to be a small boutique, private, that folks will come to at-risk youth You'll have a sponsor. You'll come in, pick three articles of clothes. We're there to love on the girls, share the love of Christ with them, hopefully plug them in into some workshops, maybe so they can learn how to cook, how to care for themselves in a more positive manner than the way that they had mm-hmm. been. And we're going to be doing workshops on how to dress for interviews and GED. I just spoke with a lady yesterday who's really excited about doing GED prep courses.
Nice.
We're going to have a volunteer that's going to be helping folks fill out job applications. We have someone volunteering to do haircuts and very makeup. Cool. So it's going to be very proactive as far as plugging these young ladies in, not only the workforce, but just into the family of Christ. You know, that's mm-hmm. that's our main goal, is to imprint Christ on these girls' hearts, because we all know that, you know, we're not the sum of our past. We, you know, we all make mistakes.
Right.
We all, you know, we all mess up. And this is a great opportunity for these young ladies to feel valued and to know that they have a hope and a future.
And that's a great opportunity for everyone to get involved. How can people get involved?
Call
women, get involved.
Us. Call us. Call us. Call me. My number's 505-514-1537.
You Schroffs are all about getting out, giving your numbers out.
I know.
On the radio.
We are.
514-1537.
Okay. And you can go straight to AspenProject.org, or you can just go to our Facebook page at Project Zoe.
What is needed from the Aspen for
you know what?
Project
what
Zoe?
We really need right now are high-end clothes.
Okay.
You know, we're not crazy about taking used clothes just because, you know, we really want to bless these girls with some nice new clothes. You know, a lot of them are leaving the foster care system where they're handed their clothes in a black trash bag. You know, that's not what we want to do. We want to just really show these young ladies that they're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're worth a pair of, you know, baby fat jeans or, you know, whatever. You know, whatever they're interested in. And we, you know, we're really hoping and praying that we can get some, you know, some contributions from BCBG, mm-hmm. from Anthropology, from, you know, just these higher end stores. That's what we're really looking at.
So things that Project Zoe is doing, teaching women how to be young ladies, go
that's
to
right.
interview, how to dress themselves, how
that's
to,
right.
you said even a GED program.
That's right. That's right. We're looking at GED programs. We're looking at cooking classes. I spoke with another young lady yesterday. She's, you know, been trained at Cordon Bleu. I mean, hello, culinary school. This isn't just, you know, me trying to show how to, you know, throw some spaghetti in a crock pot. This is someone that knows
what
the, and me too. Hey, hallelujah. My kids love spaghetti, thank God. Because that's what they've been eating all their life. But, you know, it's really exciting to be able to invest the best, mm-hmm. you know, not just, you know, Michelle Spaghetti, but, you know, this young girl, she's just got a great way to present how to cook and share the love of Christ in doing that, you know. And also we're looking at a workshop that's going to be 12 weeks long. Okay. The young ladies are going to learn how to cook. They're going to learn how to sew. We have just an amazing seamstress. And she's going to show these young ladies how to make things. You know, it's amazing
yeah.
when you're making stuff, how it just, you feel, wow, I didn't know I could do this.
Accomplished.
Yeah.
So I might be at those classes
too.
Oh,
you need to go, girl. And also we have a just an awesome lady, Kim. She's going to be showing the girls how to make jewelry. I mean, not only wow. is that awesome, but it resourceful. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You can make your own jewelry.
There you go.
So, you know, and it's healing.
Yeah, totally.
It makes healing.
Because they're in these women, these girls, these young ladies are either
that's
in
right.
in the system through foster care or
that's right.
they might not even be in foster care,
no.
but they've had a rough life.
That's right. A lot of them will come out of juvenile detention. Some are runaways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them are, you know, 15 pregnant with three kids. I mean, you see it all the time.
Right.
Albuquerque, I mean, we are just inundated
mm-hmm.
with young ladies that really and truly do not feel valued
mm-hmm.
and ultimately are, you know, trafficked or on the street or,
right.
you know, 20 years later looking back and saying, wow, what happened? And we want to interrupt that cycle.
Very cool.
You know?
I love it. So if you want to get involved, give Michelle a call at 514-1537. You can visit aspenproject.org or our Facebook, facebook.com/myestheticradio.
There you go. Dude, amazing.
Hey.
So, did they fit? Did everything fit?
Yeah.
So good? What are you getting?
Oh, yeah.
Getting the
we spent
jeans
$500?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
Wait, all of it? No, here's what you come back and do is, yeah, but it's 40% off.
Yeah, no, I have a question.
I have
a real question.
Okay.
How much can I spend?
No, see, that's never a question I get, actually. That's hilarious that you asked that.
I asked that because
that's a pretty practical question.
He's like, $50. I'm like,
$50? You can't even get one pair of jeans these days for
$50. I know, we're broke. We're broke.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to the thrift shop, so.
What you do is you wait for those sales, and but it's 40% off, so if I get two.
It's on sale.
It's on sale.
Yes.
Like, yeah, but that's still 60% of money
I
don't want to spend.
I'm still saving in the end.
I'm living out my nightmare right now. Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You're amazing.
Oh,
I love
thanks.
It. So are we going to get to see you every other week now, apparently?
Yeah, sure. I like that.
I love this idea.
Sure.
I love this.
Celeste and I, there. We will be
awesome.
There. Project
there
Zoe, we are stoked for this.
AspenProject.org. You can get all the information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is 8:15.
Which means...
time for traffic.
Your usual construction on Osuna and Jefferson, as well as uncertain I-40 down to one lane over there. Right lane is closed Louisiana North at Central, and another right lane is closed Eubank South between Montgomery and Osuna. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Traffic update for my wife, who just texted and said, "Unser sucks!"
Unser
in all caps. So
it sucks over
little,
there.
A little help for you over there.
Unser 940.
All you Unser people.
Sucks.
Apparently it sucks. So, yeah, all caps. She never texts in all caps.
Yep.
Unless there's a sale at, like, the Gap. So... all right, coming up, we're going to get back to this topic. Santa Fe City Council has passed a same-sex marriage resolution by a 5-1 vote with two abstentions.
Absentee
votes. Two people were like, hey, yeah. Eyewitness News 4, they, you know, broke that. And, yeah, we'll have more on it. We've been talking
shock
about this NRA t-shirt that incited a riot at a school and got a kid arrested. So, talking about our quote-unquote freedoms,
what?
Our rights as Americans, and how we as Christians ought to respond. We're just going to open the phone lines for you. And fitting, I'm playing a song called Terrified. So, Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Echoing Green. Song called Let's Go. That's how that song goes. Steve-O and the interns, welcome to the show.
Yep.
Hey, interns.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
The story's been crazy.
Crazy story this morning, thanks to Corliss. You found this one, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I kind of like Corliss. I think it should stay.
All right.
Hello, guys. I'm here. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I'm ready to.
I appreciate all of you. All three of you. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks Mish.
Yeah, I appreciate
you.
You're
amazing.
So much.
Normally at this time, we would have Pastor Jarrett in studio, but pray for him. He's actually preparing to do one of those pastor duties.
Teach?
That are incredible and yet somber and yet amazing experiences.
Yeah.
And so he's preparing for a memorial service right now, so be praying for him as he prepares to...
Pastor Jarrett.
One, deliver the gospel of Jesus and to minister to a family that's hurting. And, you know, I was going to say an incredible time, but truly for me, that's my grandmother's funeral was really where the stirring in my heart began to make a change in my life because of the words of the pastor and the words of,
interesting.
So, yeah, I'm telling you, man. Well, it's those reflective moments where we realize we're mortal and, who are we living for? What are we living for? Where am I going? What is, you know, you take those times and it's like, all right, time to make a change.
So be praying for Pastor Jared.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in studio with us, we have our amazing interns. We got intern Caleb.
Yo.
And intern Corliss.
What's up?
Or Nico. Or Nicholas. Nicholas?
Aww.
Does your family call you Nicholas?
Actually, no, never. You don't know how many people ask me that.
Like, really?
Yeah. Do they just like yell your full name? But no. Nico's
your name. Yeah. That's nice. My mom still calls me Steven.
Yeah.
Steven. Steven. Yeah. So it's good times. In fact, all my family, pretty much. If you've known me from 10 or younger, Steven is really the name that most people call me, which confuses me. So, so you guys brought in this amazing story that's blown up the phone lines because this kid got arrested for wearing a t-shirt. Well, for inciting violence. He started a riot. They drew lines in the sand. There were spears thrown. It was crazy. Wait, no, that was Lord of the Flies, right? I don't remember.
Yeah.
So tell us again. Update for those who are just joining us for the first time.
Jared Markham. So Logan City, West Virginia. He's at school, rocks an NRA t-shirt, goes through actually like five classes.
Wow.
The t-shirt, okay, so the t-shirt says NRA protect your right, then has like a rifle under it. But then after five classes, during lunch, a teacher approaches him like out in the open in front of everyone, telling him he needs to either take the shirt off or turn it inside out. So, Jared
says, you're not the boss of me.
Yeah, like,
no, what are you really saying?
They don't have him quoted what his exact response is, but then the teacher just starts to yell at him in front of everyone. So students are standing up on their tables at this point.
Throwing mashed potatoes. Peas are going everywhere.
Just everywhere. And so, the cops come in, arrest him. He wasn't like jailed or anything, just spent like half an hour at the police station before his parents pick him up. Given a 1-day suspension. And
wow.
Then comes back to school rocking the same shirt and several other, like, it's not just in this one school, but other schools across the county, kids supporting him wearing the same shirt to school.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's unreal. And now we found out Logan City in West Virginia. What was the population of this city?
1,779 people. So, very rural city.
Here's the thing, people. Don't wear your NRA shirt. No, I don't know. That's not really the point.
That's not
the point of this at all, actually. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. But speaking of wearing appropriate attire, coming up Friday at 7 p.m., That's tomorrow. You guys are going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
You guys going to sport your NRA t-shirt to prom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can't do that.
You can. It'd just be weird.
Yeah. I got to dress up. I feel like prom, you got to at least dress a little nicer.
Okay.
No jeans for me. You know what I'm saying?
I went looking for prom dress yesterday. Epic fail. I didn't find anything.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm going back out today.
Okay.
Today's another hunting day.
I believe in you.
Hunting.
For Mish?
Yeah, for Mish. Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you get different dresses for every occasion?
Christ.
I don't.
Dude, that's
going to
drive your husband
mad. The last
mad.
Time I bought a prom dress was 2006.
For your prom?
For my prom.
All right.
And
well,
I actually just
impressive.
Wore that dress a few months ago for a listener dinner.
Yeah.
I'm
going to give you applause for that because...
You
I don't think
fit.
Any other girl actually does that.
No, I rewear them. I paid over $100 for that thing. I wear them all the time.
That's
I
so
want to
high.
Know something really gross. I've never washed it.
Gross, dude.
It's dry clean only.
It is nasty.
There's not like sweat stains or anything.
You
it doesn't
are.
Doesn't make it any less nasty.
That's gross. You don't
Whatever.
Have to. Remember how
never
we were like
it.
Full disclosure. You don't have to like say everything that comes
I just
to your mind.
I thought we were putting it all out on the table.
Yeah, apparently. Wow. So prom tomorrow night. Here's the good news. Mitch is buying a new dress, so
It'll
she won't
clean.
Smell funky. So you can come hang out with us. Prom's gonna be rad.
I'm excited.
I'm actually pretty excited.
It's dubbed retro prom. You don't have to dress retro.
But there's gonna be some music.
Nice.
There's gonna be some swing dancing going on. There's gonna be some 80s. There's gonna be some 90s. There's gonna be some 2013s.
I'm stoked.
There's going to be a Harlem Shake, speaking of retro, because, you know, that fad's
that
already
so
done.
Yesterday.
It was like, hey, it's over, but we're still going to do one.
So everyone's just going to have, like, a seizure on the floor?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starts
with one person. So I'll do the opening prayer, and then I'll kick it off, and then we'll, boom, throw down for prom. It's going down tomorrow night, 7 p.m., right here on Calvary's campus. Tickets are available right now at mystaticradio.com. You need to get your tickets, because if you don't get them till the door... The price goes up, which is good news for us.
And bad news for you.
We're listener supported and every dollar helps. So if you want to be lazy and not get your tickets till you get to the door, or if you want to support us even more, just wait and get your tickets to the door.
Whatever.
Boom. Either way.
See you there.
Prom. Tomorrow night. It's going down.
Come
7
hang
p.m.
out with us.
I'm pretty excited.
Me too.
All right. We got to take one last traffic look.
Oh, no.
And then let's dive into this topic, shall we?
Okay. Nothing is happening. There's construction. Right lane is closed. Eubanks south between Montgomery and Osuna. Another right lane closed. Louisiana north at Central. Your usual construction. Unsert I-40. It's been there for about 17,000 years.
Yes.
Same construction type work on Osuna Jefferson. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And, yeah. Are you ready? You're ready to dive in? Okay. We're diving into a new topic. Kind of. We've got some high school students in studio with us, all right? Our interns, Coles.
Yo.
And Caleb.
Hey.
Here's the thing, guys. I wanted to talk about this. Now, you guys are unmarried. You're high schoolers.
Is this true?
But we were talking about this gun rights t-shirt. We've been talking about same-sex marriage because the Santa Fe City Council passed this resolution yesterday. But I wanted to bring up something. We mentioned that we were going to talk about this for Theology Thursday. John and Darla Crocker, they... excuse me.
Crocker.
Just gets me all choked up. They abstained from sex during their 14-month courtship, which is something to be... clapped
Woo!
At and praised.
Congratulations,
and
it's amazing. You did
pretty noteworthy
it.
Because man. Wow. Wow.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
Here all day.
Children, children. Can we get back on track, please?
Yeah. Children.
I can't recover. Whew. They abstained for 14 months during their courtship. They got married and, you know, that must be exciting. Wedding day. You abstained. Only they decided to go a different route. They said, quote, if it was holy before, it must be doubly holy afterwards. They've now been married for 25 months of marriage. Without any sexual contact, going about their normal lives, their jobs. They say no hint of relational strain, that their marriage is fantastic.
No, it's sometimes not.
Sometimes after dinner, they will kiss in the kitchen. Huh?
Are mom and dad there? I feel like they should
That's
be.
Seriously what she said. Darla says, yeah, she breaks to pray sometimes. She breaks away. To, like, be cool, you know, just, all right, cool. John says he'll eat a whole raw potato to take himself out of the mood.
What?
You know, because they say they'll kiss in the
Cheers.
Kitchen, and then they'll start having, quote, unquote, bedroom thoughts. But they want to abstain, even okay. though they've been married for over 2 years now. They don't know if or when they'll finally break the pledge. They feel no pressure. They say after abstaining for so long, a few extra years is nothing. That came from Darla, the wife, by the way. It's of note. This whole story is
you know,
all quoting the wife.
You know,
I'm just saying.
I felt really, really like, I felt bad about thinking this, but as soon as you told me this story, I thought, oh, that poor husband. Like,
right.
I honestly thought that. I
so
don't know why.
I wanted to talk about,
thought.
I wanted to, one, I wanted to talk about this because I think what happens is there's this breakdown in the basic understanding of what sex is, why God created sex, the purpose of sex, because here's this Christian couple who has abstained. They abstained through their entire courtship and then decided that they wanted to abstain through their marriage so far and aren't sure if they'll ever break this because she says, quote, for us, true love waits and waits and waits. End quote. And said they don't want to lord this over other couples who, you know, have sex after marriage. But for them, they're staying faithful to abstinence and holiness involved with not having sex.
I think what throws me off is that if she says if it was holy before, it must be double holy afterwards. And I want to know what church they're going to. And I'm going
right.
to call them.
Right.
And
Which is
Yell
a basic incorrect understanding. But while we have you guys in studio, I know this is going to be a little personal. However, interns, you guys go to Hope Christian High School.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times parents, other believers, churches have this idea of what sex is like in our culture. Oh, well, you see it on television everywhere. And it's but so... I wanted to ask you guys, truly, seriously, what is the culture around you, the norm in high school about sex, sexual activity, what is okay, what is not, you know what I mean? You don't have to give me a list of like what you find acceptable. However, I wanted to talk, in high school, you know, people
you guys,
talk about peer pressure, people talk about everything. What is the culture, at least in your Christian high school,
right.
about sex?
That's a...
What is the basic understanding there?
Right, never mind. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm completely the right person to be asking about this because everybody, I think, knows more than I do because
okay.
I just don't get the gossip at all.
Okay.
And
that's okay.
Yeah, I think it doesn't happen as much as in other high schools.
Yeah.
But apparently it's happening a lot more than I thought it was. which I found out a recent conversation. Just this
your
past.
Your poor mind. Your poor mind.
My last week at school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's around you, but you're not inundated with it daily, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
still
it's a,
there.
It's around,
there's a
but
presence,
it's
but it's
very. It's very
more relaxed.
Undercover.
Right. Well, I wanted to, the reason I bring it up is because I think a lot of times the church or culture, that people have these basic ideas of, oh man, I can't even imagine what it's like in high school now because when I was a kid, we didn't have to, you know what I mean? And so, what about for you, Nicholas? Nicholas.
Colas.
I'd say more for me, I don't know, it kind of is around, it is a daily, well, okay, so, like we were talking yesterday about, or was this yesterday, Big Poppy, or was that the
yeah,
day before?
Yeah, day before, or whatever.
Like, with the whole profanity thing, it's kind of like, though, it's a catch-22, because, I mean, if you're in regular culture, non-Christian, like, secular culture, it's more like, it's the norm.
The acceptable.
And it's not necessarily, like, in rebellion towards God, like, the kind of, like, in most cases, it's kind of just like, then... But then at the same time in Christian school, like at least where we go, it's just outright rebellion kind of, and it's to be cool. So it's frustrating right. at the same time. And I think honestly, though, it's very different. It is almost the same thing with sex. It's like just how I'm hanging around it. It's like people just love to talk about their experiences because they're like, look what I'm doing despite right. what right. people are telling
yeah,
me
people
not
said
to
it's wrong, so now check this out. I'm going to throw it up on Facebook and I'm going to, you know.
So, I don't know. It is kind of daily.
So, yeah. How do you guys, for you especially, Colas, how do you get through? You know what I mean? Because if you're inundated with this daily, you know, we've talked about this, and as we talk about this Christian couple who is abstaining from sex, how do you, as a high school student, in turn, keep yourself pure when you are inundated with it?
I think it's just so important to understand people's motives.
Yeah.
Like we're saying, like, as far as the rebellion thing. And I don't know. And just to understand the fact that, yeah, I don't know, a lot of these people don't obviously respect themselves as much as they should when it comes to this. And
yeah.
see themselves as doing something really cool when in reality they're almost like letting other people use themselves on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening a lot in what I see, and it's kind of sad. So
wow.
I don't know. But that's the thing, like you understanding it is so much, I guess, larger on the scale than people realize. Instead of kind of being like, oh, well, it's bad, so I'm just not going to do it. It's like God has a reason for every like right. law that he gives us. It's not just like, he's
don't
gonna give
do that because I
it's
said
fun.
So.
Yeah, or right. like it's fun, so you can't do it. It's right. that's the way the world sees it. It's like right. oh, like the laws are against everything that's fun. It's like for our protection,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And yeah, we feel it. And the more you understand it, the more I guess it, the easier it is. It's like well, I'm not
so
gonna.
Growing in a basic understanding of the character of God and why he commands us to do and to not do certain things. And I like that attitude, buddy. It's a good answer. I won't throw you on the spot because you're turning red, creepy. But here it is. As we talk about this Christian couple, they abstained through their dating process, through their courtship, and now through the first 2 years of marriage. Thoughts on this? 505-338-3700. Because I got to be honest, my first read through this was they are lacking that understanding, and I don't want to slam them for abstaining, but at the same time, man, the two become one, and that's not the purpose of marriage. In fact, mm-hmm. we talked about marriage yesterday on Shock Therapy Live because
in
there's a lot of misunderstanding.
Excess.
Right, but man, I had a really hard time when I was reading the story because their idea is, well, if it was holy before, it must be doubly holy now. And in this culture where either, it's the greatest thing in the universe and God just doesn't care about me and wants to take away all my fun, or the flip side of, well, this is wrong and sinful and evil, so I got to save it for the one I truly love.
Yeah.
These are both false, like, ideas of what sex is and the purpose of sex. And yeah. It's a little personal, so I understand how it's easy to talk about an NRA t-shirt, and then we bring up the topic of sex, and unless it's Shock Therapy Live, the phone lines kind of get scared and die down. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Yeah, feel free. It's open. Give us your thoughts. Christian couple, keeping abstinent through the first 2 years of marriage and plan to do so continually. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Kid.
21 Pilots, Migraine, which is what I have right now.
Why? Why do you have one?
Steve-O and Mitch. Good morning. Oh. Interns, Caleb and Colas.
Hey. So I just want everybody to know that I just disappeared for 10 minutes and now I'm back.
What
so
is
I don't know what's going on.
Huh?
Huh?
So we've been talking about this Christian couple who's decided to maintain abstinence through the first 2 years of their marriage. Story came across the wire. Static.
Hey, I just want to say, if you want proof that white guys can't rap, listen to the song you just played.
How do you know they're white?
Yeah.
Because it's 21 Pilots.
Okay, there you go.
You don't know that.
There you go.
Very good argument.
Thank you. Thank you. Touche. Good job, you. Good job.
Anyway.
So this is my favorite part, all right? I've been given instruction about seven different ways, so I'm just going to talk about this. We've been talking about this story, about this couple that has decided to maintain abstinence through the first 2 years of marriage. They courted for 14 months, and then they've been married for 25 months of marriage without any sexual contact. There's some really great quotes from them. It's fantastic. Also, I just found out that I apparently need to start doing as I say, right?
Yeah, because... Oh, okay.
Because I'm constantly telling you... This is basic journalism 101, interns. All right. I'm always telling you
cite
that we
source.
Need to cite our source. We need to make sure we have the facts before we go on with any story. So we had to go to, like, KOB broke the news about Santa Fe and the city council.
Check the website. Check
this
it all
morning.
Out.
Yeah.
Checked
even, it all
even
out.
You can't just say somewhere in the Bible it says no. Know where it
checked,
is.
Checked, double-checked, triple-checked. And there are so many times where we hear something from the pulpit and we're like... Right?
Totally.
Yes. Gospel. That is fact. What is not fact? A Christian couple maintaining abstinence through the first 2 years of marriage.
Wrong!
So I was given this story. Turns out it's actually satire.
Stupid.
I'm a big boy. I can admit when I'm dumb.
Just kidding. You're not stupid. You're not stupid. You're just gullible.
Doesn't change the commentary on our thoughts too. And opinions about the situation.
Hey, couple out there that might be doing this, stop
hey,
it.
Hey, couple out there that doesn't exist because it's satirical. Not cool. Static.
This is just one y'all got trolled hard, Ben.
Right? What you said? I don't know.
We're all laughing.
I didn't know what he said. He was laughing so hard.
At us?
That's right.
What was that?
Thanks to Paul in Houston for being a journalist. No, apparently Lark News, I've never heard of him. It's like satirical, onion style for Christians.
You're like, where'd you get that? And I'm like, oh no, it says Lark News, and I just walked away.
Yeah.
Because I knew what that meant.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, wait,
hey, that story that I'm reading on the air about this couple, where did you get that news again?
The Michelle? Onion. The Onion.
Michelle, where'd you get that again?
Really good news source.
Really
the
great
Onion.
News source. They're called The Onion. They're satirical in nature.
It's just all funny stories.
Oh, cool, because I just read it as gospel. Once I trust in the people around me. I'm
never trust Steve.
That was hilarious. So anyway,
that's not true, and see you
if
later.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, please listen to the podcast today. It's absolutely amazing. Incredible stuff.
Because we were super serious about all of it.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like pissed. I was like sad for this husband.
Right,
like, angry at this wife.
My favorite,
writing a dissertation on the two becoming one flesh.
Oh, my favorite is like everyone freaks out because he eats a raw potato.
See, we should have known that something was wrong when he said that.
Oh, that doesn't. And that every comment was from the woman.
Oh, yeah. Man.
To clear his mind, his bedroom thoughts.
Epic. Absolutely epic. But I'm a big boy. I can admit when I'm an idiot. Oh, and that's okay.
Oh,
so there you go.
Gosh.
Interns, you've learned two things from us today. One, double check your sources. It's basic journalism 101. Two, it's okay to admit your mistakes. Okay. It's okay to admit when you're wrong. It's okay to be a grown-up and say, hey, I was wrong. Especially someday when you get married, you're going to be saying that a lot, even when you don't mean it. Trust me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ooh. So I learn because I work with Mitch, and then I practice on her, and then I go home. So, yeah. There you go. What? Oh, you wanted to go? Oh, sorry. Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
You're not sorry.
To. Right, so then I'm like, oh, well, that didn't work on her. Okay, so need to figure out a way to spin it to where it does work.
Oh,
I'm just
kidding.
Oh, my gosh. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
If you have something to say.
It's Theology Thursday.
This totally failed.
And our theology for the day comes from the book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 22, that tells you to test all things.
No, dude, that's not even the right verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 is abstain from every form of evil.
Oh, really? Let's go look up 1 Thessalonians 5:22 and
really
see
hope it's not 2
what it says. No, dude!
Am I wrong?
That's not the right verse!
Am I wrong?
Theology Thursday, brought to you by the ESV app. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22 says, abstain from every form of evil.
Yes! What now?
Sorry. Okay, sorry. My bad. Let me backtrack. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 okay. says, test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil.
You might want to listen to your advice a little bit more.
And Theology Thursday, brought to you by Michelle, who's right about everything, apparently.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Hey, hold on.
Whoa. We all missed that. Can you say it again?
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
You were right. I was wrong.
So what I'm hearing you say is, I was right.
Right.
You were wrong.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Ah.
Throw a party. Throw a party. It's like the third time in history.
Oh, what?
So I'll give you your day.
Oh.
I'll give you your day.
Thank you.
Static.
Hey, Steve-O man.
Yeah?
Everybody says you're the guy. I want to be the guy, too.
Hang up, Deb.
Is that Dad?
Hang up.
Is that your dad?
Is your dad? Oh, he did! He listened! Listen, look at this!
Call him back right now! Call
you
him
don't
back!
Tell your dad to hang up!
I don't ever tell my dad to hang up.
Was he just quoting, like, Strong Bad?
Oh, yeah, you do know it. Yeah, he was.
Star
he
runner,
thinks
right?
It's the most funny thing ever.
And it was in 2004.
I love Strong Bad.
It's funny when you
it's
quote
funny.
It right.
I quote Strong Bad.
Yeah, but I mean, for some reason, he thinks that Steve-O Man is like the funniest thing ever, and he won't stop quoting it. He's been quoting it for weeks now.
Can I just say now I understand everything?
You will appreciate this someday. Do
intern Caleb, I now get your humor. Your dad just called the morning show and literally started the conversation by quoting Homestar Runner.
Homestar 1-0.
That is awesome. You should be proud. Static. Ah!
That must have been your dad.
That must have been your dad.
Might have been, yeah.
He started to talk and then remembered you had told him to hang up.
Hang up.
There you go. That's it for us. We are out.
We have to be. This is too much.
What a fantastic Thursday.
I just want to apologize to everyone about Theology Thursday.
24 hours away.
Sorry if you're...
From prom.
Actually tuning in to get some actual theology.
Hey, you know what? 1 Thessalonians 5:21 and 22. That is a basic... There you go. I now have an illustration for the rest of my life for testing all
like
things.
That one time I...
And not just taking everything that you hear as fact, but actually going back to scripture and studying for yourself. Because let's be honest, there are so many times when we hear something from the pulpit and we're like, that sounds about right. That's good. I like that. And we ingest it and take it as fact without taking it back to the Word of God and testing it and making sure it lines up with what God says, because we're lazy and we're like, you know what? I'm going to let this pastor spoon feed me. And if he says this, it must be true. So now you know, don't ever take my word as fact. You go back to the gospel. Oh, man. You go back to God's word. There you go.
There you go.
Theology Thursday.
Thank you. Good job, Theology Thursday.
I have a friend who one time apparently heard a sermon about how animals can't get demon-possessed, which I don't know why there's even a sermon about that.
Wait, isn't that like the basic... I remember that story from when I was like 9 in Bible school.
Exactly.
Sure. Like Sunday school, it was the pigs, and they ran over the cliff.
Yeah, and I made that argument, and he was like, well, that was just one time. And I was like, well, Jesus dying on the cross was one time.
Yeah. It's pretty good right there. It's pretty good. All right, that's it for us. If you missed the podcast, you can grab it, or the show, you can grab the podcast at mystaticradio.com. We'll see you guys again mañana. Don't forget, while you're at mystaticradio.com, grab your prom tickets. You got to go. It's tomorrow night.
See you there.
Our interns are going. They're excited. Can we just hang out with you guys? so that we look like we're there for a reason because we're way too old to be at prom.
Like,
No, we're cool. We're with them. They're in high school. Yeah. We got this. That's what we're going to have
full
to
on
do.
Beard. Right.
Pretty much. All right. You ever notice that Billy Idol and Kenny Loggins' Footloose sound a lot alike? Intro?
Yeah.
All right. Just getting you going, dancing. Check this out.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like the same basic beat. I don't know what I want to go out to. We'll leave you with some Billy Idol. We'll see you guys at prom tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Tickets available now on mystaticradio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Yes. Selection and a mirror's reflection. I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside.